This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The fate of disgraced Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. His sentencing hearing begins today.
It's expected to feature dramatic testimony from three veterans injured while searching for him. Kelly Wright is here now with the latest and what we can expect this morning. Kelly?
Jillian and Rob, good morning to you as well. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is speaking out for the first time since pleading guilty to desertion. And his comments, well, they're sparking more outrage towards the disgraced soldier. In an interview with the British Sunday Times, Bergdahl said his Taliban captors were more honest with him than the U.S. Army has been since his release from the Taliban. Bergdahl saying, at least the Taliban were honest enough to say, I'm the guy who's going to cut your throat. Here, it could be the guy I pass in the corridor who's going to sign the paper that sends me away for life. Bergdahl was captured in 2009, you'll recall, after leaving his base in Afghanistan. The Taliban eventually freed him in May of 2014 as part of a controversial prisoner exchange with five Taliban members who were being detained at Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. Now, three soldiers suffered life-changing injuries in the search for Bergdahl. Their statements are strong evidence against him. Retired Green Beret Commander Michael Waltz led the Special Forces team that conducted that search.
Soldiers were injured, soldiers were killed directly in the search, and then what's more difficult to prove, like I was saying, was indirectly. You know, how many were harmed because they didn't get that medevac as fast as they should have because it was dedicated to look for him?
Bergdahl's defense attorneys may argue concerns about comments that President Trump made as candidate Trump, as repeatedly calling Bergdahl a traitor.
We're tired of Sergeant Bergdahl, who's a traitor. He's a traitor, a no-good traitor, who should have been executed.
Bergdahl entered what's known as a naked plea. Now, that means no deal for lesser punishment. He is, of course, hoping for leniency from the judge. We'll see today.
I know there are mixed emotions flying around, but some are very clear, especially those in the military. You just don't abandon your post. And what Bo Bergdahl did and subsequent to that, endangering his fellow soldiers who went out looking for him, we had loss of life. And of course, as a part of the sentencing, there are going to be three men who, report to the court how their lives were changed forever as a result of Bergdahl's, what you would say, selfish motivation and desire. And I for the life of me, I have no idea what he was thinking. And of course, all this is suspicious. Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say, I mean, they keep calling him a soldier. I think when he ran, that takes that label away from him.
Exactly, you're right. I would agree with you.
So he's not a soldier. He is a traitor. It is a traitorous thing to do. To abandon your post is a traitorous act.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's not just because who else he puts in danger.
Mm-hmm.
He put his brothers, who were supposed to be his brothers, in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes away, by doing that, that takes away the soldier label. So he's not a disgraced soldier. He's you could say he's a former soldier,
mm-hmm.
but he's not a soldier.
No, you're exactly. I agree with that perspective. And you wonder, with his parents, I think of the Rose Garden situation with President Obama, who's all complicit in this, and his parents obviously having an understanding of the language and culture, and Bergdahl as well. It's all kind of interesting in terms of how his thought process, and for him to talk about that he was treated better by the Taliban than the U.S. Army. Well, he's paying the consequences of his abandonment of his promise and his oath of office. That's what he's doing. He didn't have an oath of office for the Taliban, did he?
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Don't forget while you're there and send this out to your friends. Let's get we need thousands of people to sign up and sign this petition for Christian Saucier. We were talking about him earlier. He is the young man who has served our country for 13 years, and the first 2 years made a mistake, took some pictures, you know, as the young kids do. Yeah, they'll take some pictures wherever they work. Well, when you're in a nuclear submarine, no bueno. Not supposed to be taking pictures there. Selfies not allowed. If you do, you're going to pay the price. Two other Navy men like him that took selfies got the perpetual, you know, the acceptable slap on the hand because that's what they did. They are continuing on with their Navy career. One is an officer and a gentleman now. And but for Christian Saucier, he was made to be an example. Not even tried in a military court, tried in a regular civil court. And he got a year in jail and kicked out of the Navy. I mean, wait a minute. Where's the justice there? A low-level classified infraction, classified level, you know, information. We're not talking, we're not talking, you know, super top secret type stuff that Hillary Clinton got involved with, which she still runs around on a book tour having fun, still has all her health benefits and her car and her house and everything else. But Christian has been absolutely stripped of everything, you know, for this low-level infraction of classified information, mishandling of classified information. As you'll recall, James Comey said he characterized Hillary Clinton's handling of it as reckless mishandling. And this is why everybody thought she was going to be indicted. But as we find out now, James Comey had already went in with prejudice, and there was no way that was going to happen. Led us to believe that might happen, but no. Yeah, he already had precluded the whole ordeal, as we're finding out now. And we bring time for Patrick Wood right now. But by the way, just to, again, just to summarize, we'll go in, sign that petition. We've got to get it to our commander in chief and ask for a pardon for Christian Saucier. I believe it is the just thing to do. Patrick Wood, author, lecturer, who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s, when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. And the band plays on, right, Patrick?
Yeah, yes, it does, Bill. Yeah. It just keeps getting kind of, the hole gets deeper and deeper every year.
Yeah, and it's amazing how you do have, you know, you still have, like, musical chairs. The music stops, people are diving into chairs and the whole deal, and then we're looking at, you know, what Facebook is doing and the social media components and how they are invading our privacy at will.
So anywhere you see data consumption, data collection, and mass, you're touching technocracy today. This is the hallmark. Signal the technocracy is very near. Data is the lifeblood of technocracy. That's what they view as necessary for their social engineering projects. And again, this is, the scientists and engineers that work with data. They're looking at the data as something they need in order to regulate society. So we see companies like Facebook, this story that you picked up on in technocracy.news is just absolutely incredible. Facebook has a feature called People You May Know. Mm-hmm. If anybody's ever been on Facebook, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
It gives you a suggestion of people that, somehow you've got connection with. It could be your contacts in your address book or something, or a friend of a friend sort of thing. And it used to be innocuous, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, but now it's gone over the top. Mm-hmm. And it's clear that Facebook is harvesting data from way outside Facebook in order to identify you. And nobody can really find out how they're doing this. Mm-hmm. They're just tight-lipped. They won't say anything about it. But the particular story that is in here, if you want to talk about it, it has to do with a sex worker, which is an unfortunate example. But this sex worker has a real identity. And then,
so you're telling me you're telling me their study of Harvey Weinstein just blew out the channel there, huh?
But this lady had no contact with her dark secret life, had no contact whatsoever with Facebook or any other social media site at all.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, if she's on Facebook with her real identity, all of a sudden her clients start showing up in the People You May Know list. And it's like, whoa, how did they get connected with her?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook will not answer the question at this point. And the only thing left, and this is what some security experts are thinking, is that data has been collected from her smartphone, which has nothing to do with Facebook, I might add. It's been collected from the smartphone, either based on her geolocation, like where she goes, because that sort of information is collected, I say.
Right.
Or perhaps some other financial record or something that, tagged her in a geographic location that was in close proximity to those other people that showed up in her feed.
Yeah, there has to be some connection amazing that they would be able to nail that down, but you're exactly right. The information is out there, and, here they are through their algorithms and through their study, and they're analyzing this and connecting the dots. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff.
Well, I know. And somebody's going to say, well, hey, we're talking about prostitutes here, Listen, prostitutes are people too, but think about this just for a second. How about people that work for intelligence agencies that legitimately have a second life? Like spies, for instance, people that have that work undercover, or police that work undercover, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're on Facebook, you're a policeman, you've been working undercover for 2 years on a big project, and all of a sudden, in your People You May Know list, all of a sudden, the criminals that you're working with show up in your feed.
Mm-hmm.
And what's worse is that your identity is going to show up in their feed.
Exactly. Right.
So all of a sudden, here's the cop showing up in the People You May Know of some hardened criminal. And he goes, oh, really? How do I know this guy? Oh, I recognize that face. This is absolutely insane. This is not just a privacy violation. This is a dangerous situation where life and limb may be at stake.
Yeah, where's exactly? I mean, the people that you put in danger, even if they are prostitutes, what kind of danger are you putting them in as well? I mean, what happened to our constitutional right?
It's not right. I know. It's just absolutely not right. And Facebook is not facing up to this at all. Good pun there.
Yes.
They should face up to it, right? They're called Facebook. Well, let's face up and tell us what you're doing. So that we might prevent this or turn it off or lock it out or whatever. But, you know, I remember a few years ago, there was a big stink over a bunch of CIA people that were outed. I think her name was Valerie Flame.
Valerie Flame, yeah.
Somebody like that. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're going to bookmark that for right now. We're going to come back. We'll pick it up when we come back after the break. Patrick Wood is with us. We're talking technocracy right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
To Bill Martinez live. Join us online at
guests we have around the country. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Patrick Wood continues with us. He contends the only logical outcome of technocracy, as Patrick is the technocracy expert, is scientific dictatorship. And we're seeing this continuing to march forward, as already seen in dystopian literature such as Brave New World by Aldous Huxley in 1984 by George Orwell. Kind of amazing, Patrick, when you think about it, you know, we have this new generation of kids that are reading Orwell's 1984, and they're getting it because this is what they're living, and they're going, wow, this is deleterious, isn't this?
It is. It's right here, right now, and it's just all over the place.
Well, we were talking about, this march, of technocracy, towards scientific dictatorship. And we see, this raising its head time and again, with Facebook and Google and these social media outlets. And there may and could very possibly be another social media powerhouse just on the horizon, about ready to take us to a level that, we've been preconditioned by all this that Facebook has done and Google and how accepting, because it's so convenient with this technology. Oh, yeah, to use this technology, we're giving up our rights in order to have the convenience of a cell phone. And it seems so passive.
And very few people have seen the dark side of this, as this has kind of crept up on us. And, as we were talking about this outing of this sex worker by Facebook, essentially, connecting her with her secret life. When we go back and look at the case, this had nothing to do with Facebook, but we look at the case of Valerie Plame when she was outed by the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband said she was working for the CIA. And I don't have anything for the CIA, you understand, but that's another story.
Right.
But here's what her husband said, and she was outed. And her husband said, naming her this way would have compromised every operation, every relationship, every network with which she had been associated in her entire career.
Yeah.
Now, the fact they drop her name out, she's been working covertly all her life. Somebody drops her name out as being a CIA operative, and all of a sudden, her whole network is exposed.
Yeah, she's forced
innocent
into retirement.
People.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Innocent people out there have been now, as the ripple goes out, have been impacted by her being outed. This is exactly the same thing that Facebook is doing programmatically.
Exactly.
Now, with everybody, with no regard, apparently, for who they're outing. And, everybody, and I would say everybody, to some extent, everybody has secret life. Stuff that you use, things you think that you just, you don't know why you think it, but you don't want anybody else to know, and you just, you stuff it.
Right.
Some people have a physical secret life where they do some things that they just don't want anybody to know, not necessarily criminal, not necessarily immoral. You just don't want anybody to know.
Right.
All those things are going to be on the table eventually, according to Facebook and the way it's going right now. They're able to make connections by, very dark means. Things like, when we talk about taking geolocation points from your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy mackerel, Bill. That's like,
well, no, this is crazy. I mean, we've seen, and heard of stories where children have been abducted because of this information. And what are the kids? The kids don't have a filter. They're out there doing selfies, shots all over. I mean, it's amazing. You can see where their bedroom is located in their house.
It is. I know. And when the picture recognition is so good at this point that algorithms can pick identities out of newspaper group photos, for instance.
Yes. Right.
People standing in the background on a playground, for instance, you take a picture of your kid and you accidentally get other people in that picture. Of course you do. You can't filter those people out.
That's right.
So all of a sudden, Facebook can come along, look at that whole picture that you posted on Facebook and see everybody standing in the background and start making assumptions that those people were there with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. Exactly. Yeah, so why isn't the government protecting us on this, Patrick?
I think they're clueless. I really think they're clueless. And they've been lobbied, of course, to a large extent to look the other way. And I have to say that these big social media giants are feeding the government information for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the government is vacuuming up everything it can find, get its hands on as well, because there are many technocrats within our government today that perpetuate this whole thing. But it's all about the data. You know, we used to say, Bill, follow the money, follow the power. That made sense.
Mm-hmm.
When we're doing research and stuff in corporate world, whatever, follow the money, follow the power. Today, it's turned around. Today, we say, follow the data.
Yeah, that's the new currency, isn't it? It's not Bitcoin. It's data. It's information.
That's right. It's data. Exactly right.
All right. I want to talk to you about, the Trump administration seeking alternatives to Social Security numbers. What's all this about?
Well, you know, with the Equifax breach,
mm-hmm.
which has gotten much worse than they originally.
I mean, it's almost like what the entire population got breached, right? I mean, when it comes down to
the entire population, that's right, it is. And then Yahoo tells us they lost the data on every single subscriber in their system. The whole thing. They said at first, "Wow, it's just a few million," but then they came back and said, "You know, no, they got everything." And so everybody's information is out there somewhere that you don't want it to be.
Right.
And so that has created a backlash from, from people that, oh my gosh, we got to do something, to have a unique identity. And it used to be people talked about real ID, having a universal identification card.
Mm-hmm.
But now the thing that's coming, the chatter that's coming out of the Trump administration is that the perfect solution to replacing, the Social Security card would be some kind of a blockchain identifier, like Bitcoin has a very highly encrypted, system of protecting the identity of a particular piece of data. And so now they're looking at using blockchain, which would be, oh my gosh, it would be the mother of all real IDs if we were all identified with a blockchain identifier. And there would be no privacy left anywhere.
Do we have to insert something into our veins or something in order for them to blockchain us?
Well,
possibly.
There's science. I know there's science fiction talk about that we're all going to be injected with nanoparticle machines someday that will take over our brain and
that too. But I mean, right now there's already things that are being injected into people, especially people who are mentally impaired. All the justification is, it's like a lost dog. You can put a chip in a dog and you put it into, I know there's testing taking place, for these people who are mentally impaired and they want to keep an eye on them. So, hey, we'll put a chip in them.
Yes. The chip is out there. It's being used in some commercial applications.
Didn't you and I talk about there's offices that you have a chip if you want to run the Xerox machine or whatever. Like seemingly benign, but it's so convenient. But this is the way it works. And of course they say, well, it is it's an opt-in or opt-out kind of proposition.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure what happens is if you opt out, it's not a real simple thing. You probably have to go through several channels of administrative process in order to get a copy or to send out a fax or something.
That's right. It is a brave new world, Bill.
Oh, this is crazy, Patrick. I'm telling you, but it continues to move forward. But we have to keep an eye on, the march of technocracy heading to scientific dictatorship. And now more than ever, Patrick, you and I have been talking about years about this, and it just keeps on rolling along. Patrick Witt, author, lecturer, who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s, and our technocracy expert on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's Way Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. We also want to welcome a new affiliate to our family, and that is WROL out of Boston, Mass. We welcome you here as listeners of Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us as our reach continues to grow. We thank you for participating in said growth. Hunter Lewis is with us, co-founder of AgainstCronyCapitalism.org. He's co-founder, former CEO of global investment firm Cambridge Associates, LLC, author of 11 books on moral philosophy, psychology, and economics, including the widely acclaimed Are the Rich Necessary? Hunter Lewis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. I want to talk about the topic, economics in three lessons. Maybe I'm just too simple of a guy here, Hunter, because I think, to me, when it comes to economics, you know, the true sense of it, isn't it still about math, which is pretty well set? You know, 1 + 1 does still equal 2, doesn't it?
No, it's not about math at all. It's all about people. Mm. So, you know, math doesn't get you very far in it. But Economics in Three Lessons is my new book, and it makes the point that for economics to be successful, we have to do things that are sustainable, which Illinois, of course, is not doing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop messing around with the price system, and above all, we need to get rid of this crony capitalism, which is strangling the economy.
Well, you know, and I understand what you're saying in terms of economics being about people. Ultimately, it is, but you know, I'm just thinking in terms of the simplicity. To me, I think economics should be simple. What makes it confusing is when we want to accommodate all these exceptions and, you know, crony capitalism, you want to bring that into play, and somehow it fits in into the file of economics.
Absolutely. I mean, because, see, what happens with crony capitalism, the government takes more and more control of the economy. Special interests respond to that by trying to take more and more control of the government. And who's left behind? You know, the poor, the middle class, the voters, they get the short end of all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem in the United States. That's the problem in Illinois. And, of course, you know, you've got an especially acute case of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, whether it's Illinois and or California the same way, and there's other cities following the same route, where they've accommodated, as you say, crony capitalism. And, you know, it's like, when are they going to realize? Because they've been out of money. I mean, do they have to, you know, come to the realization like Puerto Rico or Venezuela or others?
Right. I mean, for example, in New Jersey, you know, they had a governor named John Corzine, who mm-hmm. was a great pal of Barack Obama's and chief economic advisor, practically, and someone whose business went bankrupt. But when he was governor of New Jersey, he gave a speech to the public unions in which he said, I will fight for you for a fair contract. And, of course, the union was negotiating with him. So how could they fight with him for a fair contract, right?
Right, right, exactly. Well, you know, this is all part of the delusion. So economics in three lessons. Let's break it down here in about the 7 minutes that we have left here, Hunter. Lesson one.
Well, lesson one is just, you know, you've got to consider the future, not just the immediate situation. It's not just about the next election. You've got to do things for the long run.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's called being an adult. And we have to run our economy and run our government in an adult way. And then we have to, you know, stop interfering with the entire price system. It's, people don't realize, for example, nobody realizes the degree to which the entire medical system is price controlled. You know, the American Medical Association has a committee, and it tells the Social Security people, you know, what the prices are going to be. And, of course, Social Security is not really run by the government. It's run by the private insurance companies. So those prices apply throughout the medical system. And so we have price controls. And that's one of the reasons why prices are going up so high and why medicine is taking over more and more of the economy. And then the last lesson is about crony capitalism, which we already touched on,
mm-hmm.
but which is really the heart of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing is, I want to go back to number two for just a minute, only to clarify. You know, price fixing basically is what they're doing in going after the price system and interfering with it. It's all government engineered. And where can you tell me where government engineering has worked in our favor?
It never works. And the more the government takes over the economy, you know, the more corruption we get because the special interests have more and more incentive to try to take over the government. You know, there's a leading economist named Jeffrey Sachs, and in a recent book he said the federal government is incompetent and corrupt, but we need more, not less of it. And that is just, you know, completely violates logic. It's the problem. I mean, how can anybody think that?
Yeah, how does he get there? With that kind of reasoning. I mean, you know, I guess maybe if you're honest about stealing and screwing things up, somehow it makes you less liable.
But obviously the only way we're going to have less corruption is to get the government less in control of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need good laws. I mean, the government should make good laws that apply to everybody, not just special interests. But beyond that, they need to stop trying to control everything.
Well, the thing is amazing, as you know, for them, Hunter, is that they look at all the trillions of dollars involved in the government, and if they can tap into it, you know, and we see this on all levels and in many directions, whether it, you know, including, you know, the unions, the government unions that are involved, they see all this money, and I love the system that they've carved out for themselves, is they're able to tap into the treasury and pay for their own self-interest. Boy, I guess if you can get away with it, it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, I, for example, you know, looked at the green energy grants, you know, from the Obama administration, and something like three-fourths of them went to big campaign donors. You know,
so exactly.
it's all a corrupt system. And the public unions are a big part of it because, mm-hmm. you know, state by state by state, the corrupt people stay in charge by tapping in all this taxpayer money that's paid to the public union employee and then is forced into politics, you know, by the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to President Obama, Peter Schweitzer had outlined this in his book. In fact, an interview we had with him several years back, he said, Bill, look at, he said, about 85% of the bundlers for President Obama, then candidate Obama, raised all this money. For every dollar that they raised, they got something like $25,000, $26,000 back. And it was all that money from the, you know, stimulation that was almost $1 trillion that we gave away, right? That President Obama said these were for shovel-ready jobs. And then later on, when it didn't happen, it didn't materialize, he just kind of laughed about it. You tell me what CEO in the country could get away with that lack of accountability?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, there are so many other examples of it. The Obama administration was, you know, supposed to be scandal-free, according to most of the press. But if you just look at all these things, it was so far from being scandal-free. You know, to take the fiscal cliff bill, that's where he raised taxes on the wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was, you know, fine. Go ahead and raise taxes on the wealthy. Maybe you can reduce the deficit. But in the same bill, he put on all these giveaways to campaign donors, which added up to more than what he was raising in higher taxes.
Exactly. And, you know, and the thing is, I've maintained that there's so much more to realize about this administration on the other side of his departure. Certainly the mainstream media and others were not going to hold his feet to the fire and hold him accountable. But that seems to now be coming out slowly but surely. And sadly, we'll probably realize, we already know it experientially, that this was probably one of the worst presidencies that we, the people, have been subjected to.
And unfortunately, we've had a string of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I appreciate all the work that you're doing, Hunter, with AgainstCronyCapitalism.org, holding them accountable and keeping it in the light here. And we appreciate your time and coming forth. Now, your book, Economics in Three Lessons, will be linked on our website, also available at the usual places. Will it be?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Hunter Lewis on Bill Martinez Live, co-founder of AgainstCronyCapitalism.org. Thank you, Hunter.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to talk teen safety, okay, especially when it comes to driving. This next story is rather personal for our guest, and you'll understand here in just a moment. The number one cause of death for teens is car crashes, and no one knows that better than our next guest, as I was referring. Tim Hollister lived through a parent's worst nightmare after his own teenage son was killed. Now, Tim, who is an advocate for safe teen driving, is helping to educate parents about the dangers of teen driving. Tim, again, as I said earlier to you, we're sorry for your loss. We thank you for joining us, and in the name of your son, coming on to talk about what you went through and how parents and teens themselves could avoid being a statistic.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, share your story, if you would, please, and what parents need to know about the dangers of teen driving.
My son, Reed, 17 years old, the driver, died in a one-car crash on an interstate highway in Connecticut in 2006, 11 months after getting his license. No alcohol, no drugs, no cell phone. He died from being over the speed limit and inexperienced with how to handle a skid.
Mm-hmm.
Several months later, Connecticut had back-to-back multiple fatality teen driver crashes. Our governor said enough is enough, and she appointed a task force to overhaul our teen driver laws and appointed me as a parent. Serving on that task force, I learned that I had not been a well-informed parent, as I thought I was when Reed was driving, and that most of the literature did not explain why teen driving is so dangerous. So in 2009, I started a national blog for parents of teen drivers called From Reed's Dad. And then in 2013, I pulled my blog post together into a book called Not So Fast, Parenting Your Teen Through the Dangers of Driving. And the book has won several national public service awards. So that's a summary of my journey from parent of a teen driver to advocate for safer teen driving.
Well, Tim, you know, the basic thing about, you know, what happened to read could have happened to anybody at any age, and that is that we're, you know, driving a car in an unfamiliar condition. I know myself one time I got caught in a snowstorm. I'm a Southern California boy. You know, we didn't see snow. I mean, I live close to the beach, and I'm in the San Gregorio Pass up above. Let me think. I think I was heading into Idaho at the time, and it was nuts. I had no business. I mean, based on my experience, I mean, it was by the grace of God we made it through. I did manage to run into a big truck who was scraping ice on the road. But it was, I thought, and I still look back on that time and thinking, you know, this was, me in an unfamiliar area. I had no business being on the road at that time. And so whatever age, it still comes down to, you know, conditions, experience, and, the speed of the automobile, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And with the story you just related, underscores one of the things that I tell parents, which is that don't think for a moment that when your son or daughter finishes driver ed, 40 hours on the road or whatever it is, and, you know, 40 to 60 hours is the norm, to think that your teen is now a safe, certified, you know, formally or informally as a safe driver. Safe driving takes years of experience, and, you know, driver's ed is essential because teens need to know how to operate a car and they need to know the rules of the road. But there's no way that driver education can teach them or expose them to the myriad situations they're going to face as drivers, such as what you just described.
Exactly.
I always tell parents, you know, we train them in compact cars on local familiar streets, and then they drive an SUV on an interstate highway at rush hour. There's no way the driver's ed can prepare them for that. They have to do that. You know, hopefully they have enough experience before they face that situation.
Of course, and where you're living, I mean, you're dealing with ice on the road, some areas of the country, black ice, these kind of conditions that, as you say, in a controlled type of training process, you're not necessarily going to go through. And I hope parents are understanding this, because we're a bit naive to think that, okay, we're going to turn over the keys to the car to our kids that just, haven't had the full complement of experience. Like you say, in some areas where you get different seasons. I mean, in Southern California, where I grew up, it was pretty much one season. I mean, you know, there was the big change. We got rain maybe 10 days out of the year. Then we knew we had to tiptoe a little bit, but not like in some of these markets where you're dealing with, winds and heavy rain and ice and snow and all these other elements. And with each element introduces a different type of skill set of driving that is required. Isn't that right?
Yes. And you know, the basic advice that I give to parents about how they should approach teen driving or supervising their teens is to treat driving like flying. Act like an air traffic controller. In the first year or so when your teen has a license, every time before they get behind the wheel, you go through a safety checklist and you set up a flight plan, which would include weather, but it's also basic things like what's your destination, what's the schedule, what's your route, do you know the route, are you going to have passengers, how are you going to communicate with me, not by texting, are you ready, rested and ready to undertake this responsibility, and the car doesn't leave the driveway until you, the air traffic controller, give the thumbs up. And then you monitor that flight plan using vehicle monitoring technology, which is something that didn't exist when my son's crash occurred. But, I now have this association with Verizon and their Hum product, which is a way for parents to monitor a teen's vehicle. It's a below-the-dashboard plug-in that sends data to an app on the parent's phone and gives them vehicle location, speed, boundary alerts, maximum speed alerts, driver safety scorecards, crash notification. And so it's a way to set up the flight plan and then make sure that the teen follows the flight plan by giving the parent real data that they can, check in with their teen every day and see how they're doing.
Exactly. Well, Tim, for all that you've gone through personally, what you've learned from the blogs and what you learn in talking to other people as you go and present the case for teen safe driving, what is the biggest takeaway for you?
Well, I've tried to reduce my advocacy into a simple, easy-to-remember formula, an acronym, PACTS, PACTS, 5 biggest dangers in teen driving, and I tell parents and teens that if you work together on these, not that you'll be safe, but you'll be safer.
Mm-hmm.
Passengers, alcohol and drugs, curfews, meaning night driving, texting, and seatbelts. The PACTS. And I try to give parents a mindset along with the flight plan to say, here's what you need to focus on. And, you know, you can't drive the car for them, but each of the PACTS is something that absolutely parents can monitor and make sure that their teens comply with before they leave the driveway.
And I like that a lot. And texting has become a big problem. And, in fact, there was a movie recently about where texting was the big part of the subject. How bad is it, Tim?
Well, electronic distraction in general, beyond texting, is growing at a rate that, we really don't understand or appreciate. The newest technology is in-vehicle dashboard-mounted screens, where the screen basically mimics the screen on your phone, and everything you can do on your phone, you can now do on the screen in the car while you're driving. Some of the companies have put voluntary curbs on when and how you can use this, but there's no question, the federal government says over and over that, we've had increases after many years of decreases. We've had increases in fatality rates and crashes over the last 2 years. And part of the reason is lower gas prices, but part of the reason is more distraction within the driving compartment.
Well, and it just seems that this is a bit of a perfect storm when you consider, how electronically connected that our kids are. They have to be. And this really requires some awareness, some education, even though they may restrict, certain operations within the car, they've got that cell phone. And, it has to do with a cell phone or any other distractions, as you mentioned, that could include passengers. We're not even talking so much about alcohol, even though that's still a factor here. But it's just these natural things that kids do. And all of a sudden they have to realize, just as you say, like in flying a plane, there's certain restrictions that you need to abide by.
Well, that's true. And, so technology is a positive and a negative. The negative is distraction. The positive is this monitoring technology, that parents can use, such as Hum. And, I often say, or I get the feeling that, teens, if they have something like Hum, parents monitoring their vehicle, they can say, oh, I can't speed. I'd love to go faster, but my parents are monitoring my car. So It allows them to sort of, push off the responsibility on the vehicle monitoring technology in a way that's fairly easy to explain to their friends.
Exactly. And if we have more parents doing that, then it makes it a little bit easier on our kids, right?
Oh, yeah. No, if people use monitoring technology as a badge of honor and responsibility, we would be far ahead of where we are today.
Exactly. And make it easier in terms of peer pressure, because it's like more kids are involved with it. It becomes it's an acceptable pattern at that point. Tim Hollister, where can people go, parents especially, for more information?
On the monitoring technology, hum.com. And for safe teen driving in general, they can start with my blog, which is reids.dad.org.
Tim Hollister on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tim.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully.